Dr. William Vicanaret Shadrach Tubman is a remarkable visionary whose incredible achievements are indelibly printed on and strikingly reflected in the overall national unity, development, and progress of Liberia. At 49 in 1944, when he assumed the highest office of the nation, the 18th President of the Republic of Liberia promised his country and people a new era of peace, progress, and prosperity. At 75 in 1970, when Liberia commemorates Tubman's Diamond Jubilee, the country and people he has served for 26 unbroken years bear full evidence of the fulfillment of Tubman's promise of a new Liberia with dynamic growth and development unmatched in Liberian history. Drawn from facts and impressions of perceptive observers, the achievements of President Tubman set high marks of precedence. He made Liberia synonymous with stability, knitted the various elements of Liberians into one people in one nation, and instituted and promoted women's suffrage. His administration brought dramatic advance in health and education, expanded communications and roads throughout the country, created wealth for and new values in Liberians, generated and inspired world confidence in African leadership, and enhanced Liberia's international image and prestige. Specifically, President Tubman's greatest achievements and his formidably impressive accomplishments lie in the policies enunciated and implemented, as well as the action-packed development programs formulated and presented. The Open Door Policy, one of his administration's success, unfettered the economy, sparked new growth, promoted development programs. It gave birth to Liberia's free enterprise system, provided industrial and commercial democracy, and built increased business confidence in the government of Liberia. This policy brought immeasurable economic security for Liberians, introduced and made it possible for Liberians to own stocks in various industrial establishments for the first time in the nation's history, and unleashed other significant opportunities for individual growth and prosperity. The unprecedented investment of over $500 million foreign capital in Liberia, the establishment of 37 major industrial enterprises, the employment of over 400,000 Liberians in professional, executive, skilled and unskilled positions in banks, mining industries, agribusiness, insurance and shipping companies and other services, the birth and growth of Liberia's merchant fleet, now the second largest in the world, are also the gratifying results of the Open Door policy, evidencing Tubman's achievements. What is more, the Open Door policy yielded a stupendous increase in government revenue from less than $1 million in 1944 to $65 million in 1969, making it possible for government to implement broad national development programs and meet international obligations. Speaking for the people, the national legislature, in resolutions read by the oldest senator from Monserrato County, Frank Talbot, listed Tubman's achievements and accomplishments and affirmed.
Now, therefore, it is enacted by the Senate and the House of Representatives of the Republic of Liberia in Legislature Assembly, Section 1, that we, the representatives of the sovereign people of the Republic of Liberia, assembled in the third session of the 46th Legislature, by this act, register and reaffirm on complete faith, confidence, and satisfaction in Dr. William V. S. Tubman, President of the Republic of Liberia, for the invaluable achievement brought to this nation, growing out of his unrelenting devotion, superb leadership, and dynamism, which achievements are unparalleled in the history of this country.
Thank you.
Of all the achievements of President Tubman, none found grander expressions in the hearts of men and women as the unification policy. It succeeded admirably in eliminating all barriers that separated Liberians politically, socially, and economically before the Tubman administration. The welding of Liberians into one citizenry in a united and stable country emerged as a result of the systematic application of and adherence to the purpose and intent of the unification policy. Participation in and contribution to government is now the business of every Liberian. Capping his achievements in national unity, President Tubman, with legislative approval, scrapped the Interior Administration, which maintained counties on the coastal line and provinces in the hinterland. To consolidate, solidify, and perpetuate the unification policy, four new counties were created in 1965. Bong, Grand Jide, Lofa, and Nimba joined Grand Bassa, Grand Cape Mount, Maryland, Montserrado, and Sino counties to form a uniformed administrative setting for the first time in Liberian history.
Women's suffrage in Liberia is Tubman's creation. It gave Liberia the fullest use of the best in Liberian womanhood, encouraged and enhanced their active participation in the affairs of state, church, and civic organizations, and made women astoundingly productive citizens as they enjoy their franchise in a democratic exercise.
Tubman's education program brought knowledge explosion, increased Liberian intellectuals and professionals, and produced a more enlightened citizenry, one of the greatest assets of any community. Former Education Secretary Augustus F. Kane wraps up Tubman's achievements through his education program, and we quote, "President Tubman's educational program is the cornerstone of the dramatic success of Liberia's national reconstruction. It integrates all his other ideas and works into a unified force for revolutionizing Liberian life and culture." When President Tubman came to office in 1944, Liberia had only 251 schools, both missionary and government, including 8 secondary schools and 1 liberal arts college. It had only 19,000 students and 500 teachers. Its total education appropriation was only $84,500. Today, 2 decades after President Tubman's coming to power, education has become paramount. Education in 1966 received the largest single share of the national budget, $6.5 million, or 13.6%. There are now 859 educational institutions and some 93,000 pupils and 3,000 teachers, unquote. Success in the nation's health program bears evidence of Tubman achievements. Never before has the entire population had access to more and better medical facilities and provision for quantity and quality medical care, with government hospitals and clinics located and operating in all counties and territories. Also abound are additional hospitals and clinics provided by concessions, missionaries, and individuals with government financial support and or encouragement. The availability of scores of Liberian-trained medical doctors and paramedical personnel, the establishment of a medical school and nursing training schools, and a modern medical center in Monrovia are the results of Tubman's achievements through his health program.
Everybody. What I say, I'm John Sirun. From here, Calcutta, 10 cents, 5 cents.
Yibamu, na bebo.
Mama point.
Yibamu, na bebo.
Namu City Hall. You know you better now, Namu Water Street. Newport Street, Kupapa, 10 cents, 5 cents. Clara Town, Bright Town, Name Gibamu.
Gibamu, Gibamu, Name Bomu. Gibamu, Gibamu, Name Bomu.
Supermarket, Sinko, Name Gibamu. Waterside, Berry Street, Darling, they wait for you.
Gibamu, Gibamu, Name Bomu.
One of the most heartwarming assessments, acceptances, and acknowledgments of Tubman's achievements and accomplishments are those from his colleagues who have borne or bearing the same responsibility and who know or have known intimately his problems and difficulties, as well as the elation of triumphant success. The late American President John F. Kennedy acknowledged Tubman as, and I quote, a clear-thinking leader, a symbol of stability and also of change in Africa, unquote. Ethiopia's Emperor Haile Selassie has said, and I quote, the greatest achievements of President Tubman stand significantly in three main areas, national unification, external policy, and African unity, unquote. Ivory Coast President Félix Houphouët Boigny said, and I quote, as a great president, Dr. Tubman has succeeded both in following the line of his predecessors and in anticipating the present course of events. He consolidated the economic basis of his actions and gave himself to the achievement of national unity, unquote. Former United States President Lyndon Johnson.
You moved your nation and your continent forward, Mr. President. 25 years ago, you stood almost alone as an independent nation in a largely colonial Africa. And as we meet here today, more than 30 African states now stand with you as masters of their own destiny. And that, I think, is a reflection of your own deep faith in freedom, your own belief that the nations of Africa must join as equals and must advance in unity. We admire your vital contribution to the creation of the Organization for African Unity. We encourage your efforts to enlarge regional cooperation, and we hope that your forthcoming West African Summit Conference in Monrovia will add to your success. You have stabilized and you've enlarged the life of your own people with a unification policy extending the franchise and the representation throughout your land. You have made vast improvements in the physical, educational, and administrative structure of your own country. Your open door policy has drawn foreign capital to greatly speed your own economic development.
Senegalese President Leopold Sédar Senghor said, President Tubman is among African heads of state who are most listened to and most respected, unquote. The Federal Republic of Germany's President Gustav Heinemann said, and I quote, through President Tubman's leadership and untiring work, Liberia, the oldest republic in Africa, has made considerable progress in all fields of public life and economic development. President Tubman's voice and appeals for moderation, for reconciliation of conflicting interests, and for a realistic approach to existing problems have been heard in all parts of the world, unquote. Finally, in a recent speech considered Liberia's affirmation of faith and confidence in their leader, Secretary of State J. Rudolph Grimes reviewed President Tubman's national and international achievements and concluded,
Mr. President, you have given Liberia pragmatic and effective leadership, the type of leadership which was tried and tested and proven not by theories advanced, but by results achieved. It is this type of leadership which is needed in our country at this time. I urge you to continue your leadership, relying on the confidence of the grateful Liberian people, a confidence in you which remains well-founded, unequivocal, unflinching, and unmistakably clear.